Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Wednesday, December 19th, and this is Gary K with my daily rants and raves, brought to you every day by Mitsubishi Electronics, that killer manufacturer of projectors, monitors, and all sorts of AV stuff. And they'll be interested in today's rants and rave broadcast. You can check them out at MitsubishiElectronics.com. So why will they care? Well, here's what today's rants and raves is all about. Projection Design sold 61% of its shares to Barco. You know Barco. I mean, Barco was for years and years, first 15 years of the projector market, the leading manufacturer of large screen projectors. And then they had some problems production-wise and came back with a second-generation product line. They were one of the first LCD manufacturers when they switched from CRT to LCD. And in the last 10 years, they haven't been had a leading position in the projection market. But now that they own Projection Design, they all of a sudden are back into the meeting room, boardroom, training room, and even the home theater, home cinema product market as well. So all of a sudden, they have to be considered somewhat of a force to be reckoned with. Sales-wise, Projection Design is about a $70 million, a little less than that, $65 million U.S. company. They're based in Norway. They had they employ about 200 people. You know them because they're the ones that make kind of a different sort of unique design product line. In fact, recently they introduced a 21:9 aspect ratio projector. Kind of an interesting aspect ratio. They specialize in mostly DLP-based projectors. Of course, Barco is probably most known right now for their LED walls. They're pretty much the market leader in large format LED, especially outdoor LED walls. So this puts Barco squarely back in the projection market. And what's interesting about this, as you can see, I wrote an article on it on our ravepubs.com website. If you go to ravepubs.com, you can read about it. But there's a couple of things that are interesting about this. Number one, it puts Barco back in the projector market. But number two, Projection Design also OEMs projectors for a number of other companies in the industry. And it'll be interesting to see if Barco allows them to continue to do that or if Barco decides to take their own branded line. So will they have a Projection Design line separate from the Barco line? That's what I bet they're going to do. I bet they're going to have a Barco line and a Projection Design line. And where this probably benefits Projection Design the most is Barco has U.S. distribution that Projection Design has not been successful in the United States or in North America for that matter at all. So it'll help them penetrate the U.S. market a lot better with Barco's marketing capabilities over here in the United States. So you can check out the entire story on our website and my opinions about how I think this is going to turn out on our website at ravepubs.com. This is Gary K with my daily rants and raves. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.